the Michigan Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Your office has fined Payday Nell LLC of Grand Rapids, a payday loan company, $50,000 and ordered it to end all unlicensed deferred presentment activity. What's that mean, and why did you do that?
They're a payday loan company, what's commonly known. What they were doing is they were basically conducting business without a license. In Michigan, if you're a payday lender or a deferred presentment company, you need to be licensed by the state, and we do background checks. We have a highly regulated and state-controlled database that allows for effective real-time enforcement, and these people were conducting business without a license.
Now, the owner of Payday Now, Scott Robinson, refused to allow your office investigator beyond the business reception area, and he refused to allow the investigator access of business records. So if you don't have it on your computer that he's registered and he doesn't have a way to prove it, then he's doing business illegally.
Yeah, we got a tip from a third party that this was happening. So we had an investigator show up. We weren't allowed back to see the business records. Now, we did see some evidence, some blank deferred presentment transaction agreements, as well as we spoke to a customer that had been there more than once. And so we were confident that this unlicensed activity was happening, and so we issued this order.
Mr. Robinson was part owner of a previous licensee called Cash Now, also in Grand Rapids, and that license was revoked in April of this year for multiple violations of the act. What happened there?
Well, I'll give you a brief summary of the law that regulates these companies. You can only have one open transaction at one location. You can only have two overall. And when you're done, they're supposed to properly close the transaction, and that's to protect consumers and the company. And he was not doing that. And so we gave him an opportunity to comply. He didn't, and eventually led to a revocation.
So, he's out of business right now. You know, there's a lot of concern about these businesses that they prey on folks who don't have much financial means. And I've seen stories about people being stuck for months and in some cases years because they can't afford to pay off the loan that they took out. So they're with these people and these companies make money for long periods of time.
Well, that's why we're encouraging people to make sure that the entity they're dealing with is licensed. If they're not, they can give us a call, 877-999-6442. Again, they are highly regulated. There is a limit in Michigan. You can take out a $600 loan with around a $76 fee. So what you would do is you would go in and give them a check for $676, and they would agree to cash the check at a certain time. So you would get the money in advance, $600 in advance. They would eventually cash the check, and the term would be anywhere from 1 week to 1 month. And so it's not an option that I would personally recommend. They may first want to check with their bank or their credit union for a personal loan. But if you have to pay the bills, it's important that consumers know that these are regulated by the state.
And Jason Moon is with the Michigan Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation. If people have more questions about these payday businesses, where can they go, Jason?
Well, they can go to our website, michigan.gov/OFIR. Or give us a call, toll-free, 877-999-6442.
Thanks, Jason.
Anytime, Tony. Thank you.